Well, the PM's pitch yesterday to cast the Liberal Party and the Menzies tradition as progressive rather than conservative, as we just discussed, has angered some and pleased many. Jim Middleton is a correspondent with Sky News. Jim, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
So, Julie Bishop praised the speech as eloquent. Josh Frydenberg had said it was considered and powerful. Even Erica Betts thought it was unremarkable. But Jeff Kennett went off, an appalling lack of political judgment. Why did it prompt that reaction, do you think?
I suspect because Jeff Kennett knew that it's probably too little too late. It is undoubtedly the case, as Josh Frydenberg just said, that this was common sense that was being expressed by Malcolm Turnbull. But it's probably a speech he could have or should have given shortly after he became Prime Minister back in 2015, when he was riding high, when Labor was on the back foot, when he had just won the support of the party room. And could argue that this was a mandate to head forward. The other problem with it is, good as it was, it can mean everything and mean nothing. You've got that situation where Erica Betts is saying that he can support it. Well, of course he can, but let's go to the issues, Fran, that are that will confront Malcolm Turnbull when he returns. One of them, of course, is the clean energy target. Now, I've spoken to a lot of Liberal backbenchers on Sky News over the weeks since the Finkel report came down, and I've been astonished that not one of them was prepared to give a clear endorsement of the clean energy target. It is still standing out there as a matter of dispute within the party room. Is the issue of gay marriage, is that part of the sensible centre? Is that a policy of the sensible centre, or is it not? Erica Betts, of course, would say it's not. But then there are others, undoubtedly, like Christopher Pyne, who would say it is. And that's the problem. At the moment, the Prime Minister does not have the authority or credibility to make this stick. And as we've seen too, Fran, as you noted, Corey Bernardi and One Nation are both seeing this as recruiting opportunities.
Yeah, and how effective is it going to be for that, and how dangerous is that for the Libs? I mean, Corey Bernardi's pitch, and I think you're right, Pauline Hanson's too, is basically, see, if you're Conservative, we're the home base for you. Malcolm Turnbull's just belled the cat.
Well, we are authentic, you are not. That is the point. And the danger at the moment, as I see it, is this, that unlike previous rifts within the Liberal Party, and there have been plenty of them, there have been plenty in the Labor Party, as we've seen too over the years, is that what makes this closer to an existential threat to the Liberal Party is you have what appear to be nascently viable alternatives on the right. Number one, the populism of Pauline Hanson. Number two, the Christian right, as it were, of Corey Bernardi, enlisting people like Family First, for example. These are viable propositions, and that is a significant threat to a wounded Prime Minister and a damaged Liberal Party.
And just very briefly, back to energy policy. You heard there the interview with Federal Environment and Energy Minister Josh Frydenberg. He's really ramping up the pressure on the states ahead of it. What do you make of that strategy? Is that a way to secure broad agreement around the Finkel review?
Seems to me to be classic displacement behaviour, because they cannot go to the table on Friday in Brisbane saying, we have resolved the central issue of Finkel, that is the clean energy target. They do have legitimate concerns about the gas and the failures of the states to allow or find ways of releasing more gas
to unlock
into the
those
system.
Reserves, yeah.
There's no doubt about this. But that goes across both sides of politics. It's not just the Labor Party, although probably it's more serious in Victoria than elsewhere. So it really is. We're in this holding pattern where nothing can be resolved. All that will happen, it seems, is that there'll be a lot of finger pointing and attempts to blame shift, with no greater stability for the summer coming ahead, and certainly no relief as far as prices are concerned.
Okay, and the speech I was referring to there from the head of AEMO, the new head of the regulator, saying just get on with it. Jim Middleton, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Jim Middleton, Sky News correspondent.